So we are continuing today Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yotess. The Ramchal writes as follows: Va'achar sheyikba ze bedaito zark sheisbon aram musa yisbarach ashehu merumon v'niska v'kol bracha otilas. Remember again, the Ramchal, we're now focused on the second aspect of Chasidus, what we called ofen ha'asiya, the manner in which mitzvos and religious services performed. So the Ramchal explained that this has two components to it, Yira and Ahava. So yesterday we spoke about the first part of Yira, and now the Ramchal goes on and he says, after a person establishes the components of Yira, as we discussed yesterday, then ultimately, again, one comes to this recognition. After a person takes the steps, as we outlined in yesterday's shir, person has to contemplate on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he's truly elevated above and beyond any form of blessing. Furthermore, again, when we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, we think about completion. But it's important to understand that the Shleimus, the completion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is fundamentally transcended. It transcends. It's above any other form of completion that we know. Along with this, while simultaneously while contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to also contemplate the lowliness of man. Now, what does this mean, the lowliness of man? This is dangerous because Ramchal doesn't want us to have a lack of self-worth or to possess a lack of a sense of self, but rather, again, this lowliness represents the idea, first of all, I'm physical. So because I'm physical, by definition, I'm limited and temporal. But in addition to that, I'm also susceptible to wants and desires, and very often I succumb to these things. It's important to recognize and to be cognizant of this, because what this does is it reminds me of my own shortcomings while simultaneously reinforcing the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, Velo yirash ba'odom adaber dvar lefana v'yisparach, umaskir b'shom m'shtadu leheratz oslo, So what's incredible is, even though I am so limited, so temporal, so frail, yet despite all of that, I still have the incredibly unique and special opportunity to dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv, Al Naratz Besod Kidoshim, Rabba Venora Kol Savivav, Ke Malachim Liyosam Yosek Rovim Elav Yisparach Mnei Aguf Chumri. Even though Malachim, angels, are by definition closer to God, because remember again, angels don't have the physical barrier of a body. Right? We have a physical barrier of a body. Angels don't have that physical barrier. Kalahem Yosek Lidmo Shevach Gdulaso. It is easier for them to really fully and completely praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they could relate a bit more. Alkin, Mora'a Aleihem Yosher Mashu Al Bnei Adam. Therefore, by definition, angels have a greater appreciation and therefore a heightened sense of reverence for God more than man does. Va'amnam David HaMalach Alav HaShalom HaMishabech Va'omer, Eshtacha Va'alecha Kodshecha Biyirasecha, Uksiv Mipnei Shmini Chasu Va'omer Elokai Boshti V'nechlamti Laharim Elokai Panai Elecha. So remember again that Ramchal pointing out over here that although it's harder for man to go ahead and reach a level of Yira more than Malachim, in other words, Malachim have an easier time relating to Yiras Hashem because they have a greater conception and understanding of God because they do not possess the barrier of physicality which places them at a distance from Hashem. But despite that distance that we have, and despite those barriers that we have, we are still obligated, as David HaMelech writes, as we find in the Navi Malachi and in Ezra, we are obligated to somehow still cultivate a sense of Yira. V'ulam, ha'yira hazosar she'iskaber b'leiv v'tchila, v'achar kach tare pe'ulo se'a gam be'evari aguf. So this is incredible. Yira begins in the heart. Yira begins in the heart. The first step to Yira, again, are all the steps that we've outlined up until now. The cognitive steps that we spoke about in yesterday's shir, contemplative step that we outlined in the beginning of today's shir. So Yira, or reverence and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a process that begins in the heart. But once it's embedded in the heart, then ultimately, again, it flows out and impacts the rest of the body, the limbs of the body. Halohema, Kovid Harosh, v'shtachavo shiflos hayinayim kfivas hayadam ke'ebet katlofnei melech rav. So this is incredible. Once there is yira in my heart, then ultimately, again, I see the effects of that yira in my body. How so? Kovid arosh. Kovid arosh literally means a seriousness. A seriousness. Right? Hishtachava, prostration. Shiflus einayim, looking downward. Now, that's a sign of humility and also a recognition of a person trying to avoid seeing inappropriate things. Kfifas yadayim, folding of the hands, just like a servant stands before a master. The Gemara says that Rava used to fold his hands. He would put his right hand on top of his left hand, and that's how he would daven. Just like a servant before the master. So we'll talk about this more in tomorrow's shir, but Ramchal is really highlighting over here in this incredible idea that Yira is so powerful that although it starts in the heart, ultimately, again, its effects are felt throughout the entire body. We'll stop over for today, wishing everyone a wonderful day.